see you here. Once again, warm congratulations on the title that you've really loved to have, and that's you're an Olympian. What a fantastic feeling to have.
It is. I think it's always good to be an Olympian, but it's just better to be around back here, back in Tamworth, around the locals with the boys.
Yeah, well, the modesty, we don't need that, especially coming from a back. But what was the experience like to go out onto, you know, the opening ceremony and just go, wow, I'm an Olympian?
The opening ceremony was incredible. It was an experience I'll never forget for the rest of my life. Something I've never experienced before, so it was awesome.
Bit disappointing about the games and all that sort of thing, but that's the great thing about the Sevens tournaments. The IRB's put these things into place for 10 years to make sure it's really competitive, and just must have been unbelievable to see how not only Fiji won it, but the way they reacted after they won.
Yeah, no, that's the way Sevens goes. You know, we didn't perform as well as we expected to, but that's just how Sevens happens. And, you know, Fiji's been the best for a couple of years now, and full credit to them for taking it out. They deserve the gold medal.
But, of course, you've signed a deal now with the AU for 2 years to play Sevens. It's great to have that security, and it's also great to know that you'll be able to go around the world. There's a lot of perception. It's pretty glamorous, but it's a lot of hard work on the way through, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. No, it's good to be locked down for the next 2 years, and you know, people outside think it's a glamorous life, but the work we put into for the games we play, you know, it's hard, but it also pays off. You know, you get to see the world, and can't complain about that. Do your job, and it's a hobby, but also get to travel the world.
Well, the good news for you too is your mob at North's got the shoot shield done. Must have been nice to catch up with some mates and just see the shoot shield around the club.
Oh, no, mate, yeah, that was exceptional. You know, I wish I was there watching. I actually wish I was there playing with the boys, but 41 years is a long time, and I'm glad the boys broke the drought this year, and they deserved it. You know, they've got an exceptional team there, and just wish I could have celebrated with them.
Also, you're part of the North Harbour Rays, which are now the Sydney Rays. How'd you find that experience in the Bill Cork Cup, and did it help you sort of prepare as a professional to come through and play Sevens, or is the 15s and the Sevens just a completely different dynamic and you can't compare them?
Yeah, no, the NRC was a great experience, and it was a different experience. You know, the game's so fast-paced, but in terms of Sevens, it's completely different. You see some of the 15s players that are trying to come over and play this year, they sort of didn't get the go, but, you know. So you see that, yeah, the 15s coming across, it's a bit of a different game to get the hold of, and it's... You know, you gotta know the skills and the way around, the strategy. And people think Sevens is just a game where you throw it around, and you know, but there's also a lot of strategy behind it, each team we play, which some people like can't get a hold of. So,
yeah. Not bad for a boy from Yeovil to sort of make your way through Farrer. And 4 years ago, man, you're holding up the under 18s trophy. It's just incredible, man. You've done such a great job. You should be so proud. And we look forward to seeing on the HSBC. Seven circuit this year over the next couple of years, and hopefully we'll see you in the Wallaby Gold in the fullness of time too, man.
that would be great, you know, chucking that Wallaby Gold on, but at the moment I'm just focusing on my Sevens and see where it takes me.